What the hell is going on?
What do you mean, what the hell's going on?
Something's going on.
Why?
Just the way that everyone is being with me in here today is strange.
And are you all right?
I'm all right, yeah.
Oh, because, like, at the start of the show, maybe you seemed a little bit worried.
Oh, what now? Right.
Really?
So here's where you tell me what is going on.
You haven't normally, you know, we talk about everybody else on Radio 1, maybe, you know, you and me have mentioned Joe Wiley a lot recently over the past 2 or 3 days, haven't we? But, and I'd have thought we'd have continued that today in the first half hour or so, but you haven't mentioned her at all, have you?
No.
Is that because of a phone call you got earlier?
Maybe.
Right.
Right.
And for that, so you had a phone call earlier, and for that reason you decided not to mention Joe Wiley. Yeah, is that kind of the gist of it, would you say?
Yeah.
Right. I've got somebody who wants to talk to you. If you just put that button up there, go on. Say hello.
Hello.
It's your gullible mum.
No!
Hello, Scott.
Oh, no.
Who's so gullible? Who's gullible now?
Oh, no.
So for the past, what, 6 weeks, 2 months, you've been going on about how your mum would fall for anything and
yes.
everything, yeah? From you getting arrested, me being stuck in a fold-up bed. Edith got her to put a plastic bag over the phone, didn't she, for cleaning the phone lines?
Yeah.
She had that broken metatarsal in her car, and we managed to flog her 3 incredibly reasonably priced gearboxes at the time. And then, of course, last week, we managed to convince her that she was going to go on X Factor to sing I've Got You, Baby.
Which everyone thought was very cool.
Yeah. Now, following all of those, my inbox has been full of people suggesting revenge from your mum. One of the ones that doesn't speak has had lots of emails suggesting how your mum could get revenge. So it was only right, eventually, that she got her revenge, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you got a phone call earlier, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I did.
From a big boss
from
here at Radio 1.
Yeah.
Now, I've even followed your little patter here.
And you've recorded this, haven't you?
It's all been recorded, and I've learnt how you do this. So we'll play it next. Not at 6:10. Next.
Thanks, Mum.
Okay, you're welcome.
You can hear the smile in her voice. Ordinary Boys and Lady Sovereign on Radio 1.
What are you looking at me like that for?
Oh, I'm just so relieved this is actually not true.
Oh, so many people on this team with big smiles.
Oh.
Big smiles. None wider than your mother's, I would imagine. Just play it, come on.
Okay. This is horrible.
Hello.
Scott, it's Reese here.
All right.
How are you? Have you got a couple of minutes, mate? I just need to talk you through something.
Oh, okay.
We've got...
Hang on a minute, give me a sec.
Okay.
Alright, just a minute. Hi, sorry, yeah.
Okay, yeah, there's a bit of a problem, kicking off at the moment with the press office.
Right.
What have you been saying about Joe Wiley on the show last week? Is there something, the Mad Moose thing?
Oh, yeah, we called her, well, she started it, really, by saying there was, she said she wanted to know if people were calling her a Mad Moose behind her back, because there was something in the paper about,
Did you insinuate that Joe had slept with senior management to get her show, though?
No.
Are you sure?
Not at all.
Are you sure about
it? No. We had a laugh around it, but as far as I can remember, I don't think that we said about her. No, because she kind of said it herself. She said, "Oh no, I've not ever slept with any senior management," and we just played that bit out on air, I think.
Okay. Well, the problem is she's not very happy about it all.
Right.
And she's kind of convinced that the Mad Moose is actually her. Do you think it's her?
No, I don't know, really. I've not heard it before.
Okay. Well, it's getting a bit worse, because she knows Victoria Newton at The Sun quite well.
Does she? Okay, yeah.
And apparently she's sold Victoria Newton a story about you trying to get off with her. And I think... No. And I think they might be running it tomorrow.
What do you mean?
I think The Sun are going to run this story that you tried to get off with Wiley.
They're going to say... In The Sun that I tried to get off with Joe.
Yeah, according to... I mean, Joe's already spoken to them, and she said it was after a DJ dinner and that she was staying in a hotel.
Right. No, the thing is, to be fair, we always do get together after the DJ dinner for a couple of drinks or something, because we just generally escape after a while, but,
Yeah, the problem with that is she's told The Sun that you went back to her room, that she went to the bathroom, and when she came
out... She's told The Sun that I went back to her room?
Yeah, and that you were just lying there naked on the bed.
What?
I know this is what she said.
That is rubbish.
Okay, all right. Well, this is the press office, and she's also she's gone into quite a big description of you, saying that you've got a tattoo, And it's all
I haven't got any tattoos.
Well, she says that you've got one. She says that you've got a tattoo and an anchor with the words Hello Sailor above it. Have you got a tattoo?
No, I haven't.
Right.
Okay. What, she's talking absolute.
They're probably going to contact you through the press office and they might want a quote from you as well.
What do I say to that?
Well, it's probably best that you say something like you had a few drinks and that you misread the situation or something.
But I did, but hang on a minute, someone's come in, hang on a sec. But I've never ended up in a, I mean, I've ended up in a hotel, but I've never been to a room.
Oh, I think you just need to say...
Actually, no, I did go to a room once, that's not true, but nothing... Nothing like that happened.
Yeah, the problem is who...
she's married, I know, you know what I mean? I know.
The problem is who are people going to believe? It's going to be you or Joe Wiley. The problem is if you deny it, you're kind of accusing her of being a liar.
I'm not going to say I did it because I didn't.
Well, it just why don't you just say that it did happen and you're really sorry and it'll all blow over quite soon.
I don't want to say that it happened because it didn't happen.
I just think to
Is she just doing this as a big joke or something?
No, she's not. She's really upset.
She's so upset that she goes and tells the papers a load of...
Well, that's what happens when people get upset, Sam, isn't it? Listen, I'll come down and see you in the studio in a bit, all right?
Okay.
All right, mate.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I'm so glad that's not actually true. This is One. National. Radio One. So thanks, Laura, thanks, Chopper, and thanks, Mum. I was kind of asking for it, I guess. Phew! It's